Perik nun hey. Kvar kadam lana bim koimis rab mizah maima. Ki kol mashe mechayev gashmis ro bechreach achikam imeno. So I've said many times before already that anything which requires, which leads to hakshama is something we need to stay away from. V'chein kol hi palus yiruchak mimenu ki kol hi hapalios yichayvu shinui. So he says two nekudas why hipaliot means to become affected by something, especially the sense of emotion, seeing something and becoming angry. So when we say I saw this and I became angry, what I mean to say is a change happened internally. My blood pressure went up and I was besides myself and so on. So two things are impossible to attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affected by something means that there's a change. You know, it's just like if I tell a person, you know, I will say that this person when he's angry is a different person. That's true for everybody. It's just a question of how much, but the point is, I can identify two states: a state of calm, a state of anger. So that's one reason why you cannot use that term in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something else. That's not a change, because that's a change that really is generated by the people, and therefore. It's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, meeting out punishment to Rishayim, you know, reward to Tzadikim. He gave us Bechira, however that works. And Lemaisa, that's how it happens. But there is no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Lemashal, imagine if I have a machine that lets you go through the door if you have a certain type of ticket or pass, whatever. So nobody's going to say that another person came in without that ticket, a different ticket, and it didn't let him in, that the machine changed. The machine stayed the same. On the other hand, if let's say it was very hot and the machine started acting differently than it normally would, it just, the circuits got burned out of it, that's a change. So to use the concept of anger the way we would in a person in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so one reason why that can't be is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not given to change. One. Two, if I say that something changed, it by definition means it was affected by the other. There needs to be an other. There needs to be an agent capable who is on par, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This agent can actually do something with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All capacities, type of attribution of emotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this, we say it about this whole, would be wrong for two counts. Both of them are problems with Hakshama. One of them means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change. Two, it also means there is something equivalent, parallel, that can affect it. So he says, V'chein royu v'ilu hu hoya mispoil b'shum ponim ofnei palus hoizulosa oisu boi mishan oisai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be affected by something, that means there is an other that can affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we have a problem. Then he says, V'chein royu shbe'achreach shiruchim mene kol hede. V'shelo yiek shum shleimus nedar mena b'pam achas b'nimtza pam acheres. You cannot have anything lacking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot make a statement which implies a lack. You can also not say that it became more or different. You cannot call any type of attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu something which is, what's the right word for it, which came out min hakoach lapoel. So he says, Shem hunach ze hoya sholem bekoach, if something came out afterwards, it means his shleimus was there potentially, but not manifest. There's another problem. If I say that somebody has latent abilities of sorts and they come out, that is only something, so by definition, it means some other agent succeeded in bringing it out. That can't be either. So if I say so-and-so, he always had this potential, but only realized it at a certain point. So why did it get realized at a certain point? If he matured, it means his hormones, his cells, his brain brought out. If he had a good Rebbe, so the Rebbe brought it out. If he had circumstances in life, they brought it out. So you're always going to be having another agent acting, which again can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So umimash roi bechrei shuk mene gam kein hadimui l'shum dover mene mitzoyis. You cannot compare it to anything else in the Bria. So these are all what the Rambam is pointing out is that there are different things that people don't realize that they're hakshama, and they are. So everyone understands saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nose or eyes is bad news. Fine. But people will say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has emotions without realizing that when you say an emotion, you mean that he changes, his mood changes, something changes, and some outside agent brings it in. Two, the same thing when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out, ala poel, also is basically saying that there is an outside agent acting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again is Haksham of sorts. Then he says, and to say that there's a dimui, the Shum Dominant Source. A dimui means I can draw a common denominator. So, the ability, the mind can find two things dissimilar and yet find a common denominator. So at the some level of common denominator that I can point out things that are similar. So there has to be a sort of common denominator in order to make that type of comparison. We can't do that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bigger or greater or whatever. There is no statement that we can say about something of us that in any way can apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take an example in terms of a human being to human being. So people that are very similar to me, I can guess a lot of times what they think, how they'll react, and so on. People that are from a different culture it will be different, and I can't exactly, but if I'm smart, I can extrapolate. Somebody comes in an extraordinarily different culture, whatever, but at the end of the day, we're both humans, and therefore there'll be some common denominators. We'll run away from danger. We're going to want certain things. At some point, there is still a common denominator, because at the end of the day, there is a common denominator. We have a similar body, a similar mechanism. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only that he is different than us, there's also not a common denominator. So he says, who can you compare me to that I'm equivalent? So it's coming to eliminate the possibility of drawing a dimyon to something else. And this is by the way, is a hidden, it's a hidden trap. For instance, on the question of Yediyah and Bechira, so the concept of knowing in its loosest sense to us must include a lack of bechira on the other side. If I know that something's going to happen, it's because it's inevitable. It's because no choice. That's because, so when I ask on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, I'm using my understanding of things, my sense of things, and I'm saying even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is fantastically powerful, all knowing, but that becomes a stira to your idea. The musagim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu knowing is not something that we understand at all. Now, I want to make something clear, and I think this is a very, very important nekuda. And this is where there's a mistake a lot of times. Navi is full of descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using simile and metaphor and personification and every tool of comparison. It's full. Even the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes, all of it. So how do we understand that? And the answer is that in the framework of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you certainly can be medame. Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us comes in the form of dimyon. And therefore, it's very similar. Let's give a mashal with a computer. Since we're using a computer with a screen, that's a good place to start for the mashal. When let's say this fellow comes who never saw a computer in his life. He grew up either in a jungle someplace or in Lakewood, maybe Dr. Epstein, would you volunteer? And I sit him down next to the computer. Now, the first thing is he never saw a screen before, so I'll tell him that this screen is actually a picture of people. Don't you see the similarity? Call it a face, the expressions, whatever it is. And it's not exactly the same, because if you touch a face, it feels one way. If you touch a screen, it feels another way. It looks a little bit distorted, but it's of the same nature. And in this panel of interaction, the screen and me, this is the same. Then he asks, tell me something. Are there little people like this inside the computer? And I'll tell them, no, there's code, and the code makes all these faces and things that you see here, but that's it. So yes, so does the code look like that? Is that the same color? It's not at all of the same kind. And I have no way of explaining it, because it's a picture I can explain to you. What a person looks like, and a picture looks more flat, looks more yellow, looks more white. It doesn't have three dimensions. I can work with that because it is domer. It's not the same, but it's domer. What's inside the computer is not domer either. It's just of a different nature, and either you understand that or you don't understand that. So it's certainly all of Navi is full of different dimyonos, because the Navi deals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a circle, a screen, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kind father to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the stern educator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who upholds his Shavua. Yes, there's an entire world of these things, but we call that Hanhaga. And that's why if somebody says Kabbalah has nothing to do, it's not the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with man. That's all we can study, and that itself takes us That's as far as we could ever get. Anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically we just say he's not Domit. There is nothing of Dimyon. So he says, Kol shel davar, ki kol davar mevi le'echt me'el aminim arba, roi be'chreach l'chiku mimena be'mofes ha'mevor. You need anything that is really dressing up one of these four fallacies of Akshama. We need to merachik it. V'hu, kol ma'shevi legashmus, anything that brings to an implication that there is some physical presence. One. Two, oy ma'shevi lehipalus v'shinu, or anything which implies there can be change, which emotional, being affected emotionally is such. Oy ma'shevi leheda, kemoish liya ledava befall, v'achakach yoshu befall, to say that something existed but not manifest, that's also making a statement of change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the way he also says that it needs an outside agent, which is another problem. Or any type of language which will create a common axis with any of the brios. So Ram adds a fascinating point. He says one of the milas of having a good understanding of logic is for this idea. Ki kol mishal yeda chokhmas haim la yeda bechisern apalios vel yom im asher kachos fall leide es chayve helcho masher bekoyach masher bekoyach yis chosam nesnel itzis a koach ol apol vasay chos gam kim itstar from masher vuris nayat shiga apol. He says all these statements I made require a certain way of thinking logically. For instance, you could imagine somebody who's not a very big chacham, and he says, "Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu then got upset." I say, "But if he got upset before, then if he wasn't upset before, and then he got upset later, so that means there's a change in him. So that's aksham. It's not aksham. I'm not saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is a goof. I'm saying Kadosh Baruch Hu first upset. That's what he wanted. That's what Hashem wanted." The person doesn't understand the implication of the terms that he's using. When you say that Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry, what you're saying is that he was affected. So A, he changed, and two, someone else was able to affect him. But the person doesn't have that the nuance of thought, the ability to analyze and understand it that way, and therefore he's missing. So it's through ignorance he can come to Hashem, because he's saying something about Hashem which, if he had a better sense of things, a better understanding, he would understand that this is a type of akshama. V'im yeda elu advarim v'le yeda em b'moifseyem. And if he knows these things to be true, but doesn't understand why it's like that, lo yeda protem ischayim elakdam azakolos chiyu v'chrechi, v'leze le etzle moifez yisaloike elu ischayim v'chokse elu aminem imenu. So he says, so even the person who, so to speak, has memorized these klalim. He studied them, and he's kind of, okay, this is the case. He say memorize them. He's also lacking, because if you don't understand why these things have to be that way, if you don't have a firm understanding of the logical impossibility, for these things and so on, if you don't understand the logical imperative behind it, you don't really get it. So you'll accept it on good faith, but you don't really understand it, and you're missing something. So he doesn't understand that these things are by definition rather than just okay. Once I've put down these points, I will explain to you why the people who do think that these attributes describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself got it wrong. It will be understood by people who have the logical training I'm talking about. Okay. Da. Ki hahidamus hu yachas ershei dvarim. Comparison means there is a certain ratio, proportion, comparison between two things. And two things, so for instance, if I have a table, so I can say I have two tables. So yes, this is bigger table, it's a smaller table, this is stronger table, it's a weaker table. Fine, it has come down. I can compare a table to a chair. And I can also say different things about the table and the chair, because this is stronger wood, less wood, whatever it is. But if I want to try to compare this table to the color orange, I there's no intelligent statement that I can say comparing the table to the color orange. except for the statement that there's no intelligent statement to be made in comparing the table to orange. But other than that, I can't make any intelligent statement about this. So he says like this. I can't say this heat is like this sight, nor this sound is like this sweetness. It just doesn't go. One of my children, my kids when they were young, it's not Yaakov, so it's they used to have this thing about colors. You know, candy that tastes red and this tastes yellow, you know, that's quite natural. Like, the, you know, red is kind of a cherry and then so on. When they were that age, when it's my oldest son actually, so my wife was serving potatoes. I think it was like for Pesach. She forgot to put salt in and it was extremely, it had no salt or anything to it. And it was bland. And my son takes a spoonful of it and spits out and says, "Ugh, this tastes transparent," which actually was quite a good metaphor for it. But generally speaking, you can't compare, you know, except for very poetically, you can't compare two things that are of a different order. And if we say that there is no comparison, if we say there is no proportion and they have nothing in common, then there's no comparison either. So he says two things, no matter how different they are, if I can compare them, they're the same in a certain sense. But Moshe boy. I want to compare a grain of mustard, a mustard seed, and the orbit of the stars. So, well, the comparison is they all have three dimensions. Even though this is huge and this is tiny, but they both have size, distances. And therefore the wax that's melting in the heat of the sun and the heat of the sun itself, they're both warm. So the movement of the molecules of the atoms are the same. So if somebody thinks there are actual descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can stand as such, we have a problem. So he says, the people have tagged the following description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu nimtza, he exists, v'chai, is living, v'yochol, he is able, v'yodeh, and he knows, v'roitz, and he wants. If you're using these terms, you can't use them in the affirmative and explain that, let's say the word yodea. So if the word yodea is like my yodea, but much, much, much more, wrong, bad move. So he said, So they think that yes, it's of the same nature, but this is no, we cannot do it that way. So a person will say, well, he's much firmer than we are. He's more alive than we are. The only way you can say more, bigger, or whatever is that there is a common denominator, which means that we could compare things. I can compare a grain, a seed grain, to the galaxies. It's an equation. It's 1 trillion over one. So, but that's a comparison. So as soon as I can compare the two. Well, if he died, she should turn atzmi because she chayev she atzmi spark built a dimel atzmi. Can rush her turn atzmi as ashrim built a dimel atarim. Will the captain get a echot? If you do want to give him titles, you're going to have to say that these have nothing in common with what we're expressing. But loy kenyasu, alv yashrim she captain get a echot she dimya benehem. The problem with them is they're trying to have the cake and eat it too. They use a word. They don't say, well, this word is just a mashal and has no shaychus did. They think of it as chacham, as yachol, like us, but it's different than us. And they're not logically, it's a steer in a way. Hine kva yisbaya l'mish yom in adim yashrizbach om ni yom lov zelose nimtza b'shit of gama. Bechein omram hutra chachma yichoyles v'atzim v'chaim olav yisbarach v'al kol bal chachma yichoyles v'atzim v'chaim b'shtatus gama. Ashein dimin inayim v'klal. So he said that they feel comfortable that putting together the those terms and thinking that there's no problem with it. They're trying to dance on both chasins. So he says don't think that you can say words that compare in some sense, or some analogy. I can use analogies, even though it's a common denominator, if the analogy relates to some side property of it. I can say this sound came to me is unexpected, and I can say that this table is unexpected. So someone said, well, I just compared a table and sound. No, I'm not talking about properties of the thing itself. I'm talking about some ancillary thing. So therefore, that's not a good explanation. Nobody thinks that this is just an attribute of some sort. In other words, how in the world do we get a title that fits both in a way that makes sense? So yes, we call it chachmas yisparach, and we use it meaningfully in terms of the anhaga, but those words are totally they're borrowed words. It's just like in physics, you'll speak about a quark, a charmed quark. If it's not charmed, then it's nothing. It's not up, it's not down. We picked words, we put onto it. So there are words we picked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those words are not understood in the context. In our context, they understood in the context on Hagas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'achashu kein ein roi shetamin yonim musafan la'etzim kidmus ela torim asher musafan la'tzmenu v'avur sheshtatvu b'Hashem. You can't edit as an edit attribute Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'ze inyan god la'mayat ha'yoidim v'shomrei v'amnei avon ha'teva li'as mesumin l'mashatzev v'hoitcha. So now, in the next perek, he will go in a little bit into the Torim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He has now a few prokim where he kind of is going to speak about this in some depth. Okay.